that help us. You know, we try to keep a balance here, older songs, newer songs, because the beautiful thing is that you can see the Spirit at work regardless of the century in God's people. And that's why we sing, you know, some of the new songs, because you see some special things, because the Spirit of God has been moving in praise music in some really neat ways recently. And it's not always the way, that way, I mean. but you also, you know, that's happened in the past as well. And when you see it, oh, it's just a good thing. So. Let's pray again. Lord, as we look into your word, we're mindful that we need you, we need to hear from you. And so many things distract us. Our humanity gets in the way sometimes. And so we ask, please help us. Help us to get it. Whatever it is that you have for us today, help us to hear it. Holy Spirit, lead us, show us, sit beside us, point for us in your word, the beautiful truth that you have waiting. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes life's problems can get personal. You know what I mean. Sometimes we can feel like we are just up against circumstances that were calculated specifically either to tick us off or discourage us or break our hearts. You know, sometimes it's not anything earth-shattering. Sometimes it's just the incessant small things that happen again and again, like being pecked to death by a duck. I mean, the hard thing about life, someone said, is that it can be so daily. So we do our best to take it as it comes. But we can get so busy doing that, right? I mean, so focused on the details, taking care of business, school, family, friends, that you find it harder and harder to take time for God. And then you can start to wonder, you start to get in that way of thinking that basically says, well, what does God have to do with any of this? Been there, right? I mean, we know that. But when we get too busy, that's when we start to make mistakes. Amaziah was a king in Judah who started in 796 BC, started to reign. His father had been assassinated, and he had just consolidated the throne against his father's enemies, and now he was taking care of business in other places. He was starting to reestablish the kingdom of his great-grandfather, and he plans on going to war against Edom. Now, Edom, the capital of Edom was Petra. Anybody see Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade? Do you remember that sandstone structure where the Holy Grail supposedly is? Well, that's actually Petra. That's part of the capital city, okay? Interesting place. But Amaziah is busily making his plans when an unnamed prophet steps in with some vital advice. And it's then that Amaziah does something unusual. He listens. He takes the advice. Here's the story. Let's read it. Then Amaziah organized the army, assigning generals and captains for all Judah and Benjamin. He took a census and found that he had an army of 300,000 select troops, 20 years old and older, all trained in the use of spear and shield. He also paid about 7,500 pounds of silver to hire 100,000 experienced fighting men from Israel, which, by the way, was the larger country. This was when Israel and Judah were separated, and most of the tribes stayed with Israel. But a man of God came to him and said, "Your Majesty, do not hire troops from Israel, for the Lord is not with Israel. He will not help those people of Ephraim. If you let them go with your troops into battle, you will be defeated by the enemy no matter how well you fight. God will overthrow you, for he has the power to help you or to trip you up." Amaziah asked the man of God, "But what about all that silver I paid to hire the army of Israel?" The man of God replied, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." So Amaziah discharged the hired troops and sent them back to Ephraim, sent them back to Israel. This made them very angry with Judah, and they returned home in a great rage. Now, if you've felt like you've been too busy lately, even at the end of the summer, right? There are three takeaways from this story that can be really helpful. Before you go to battle against life's everyday circumstances on Monday, God has tucked away some vital advice here that can really make the difference between success and failure. Here's the first. If we don't check in with God first, we'll find ourselves making bad decisions. That's what happened to Amaziah. He had already taken money out of the treasury. He had paid mercenaries from Israel. Again, this was when the kingdom was split, so relationships weren't good. And by the way, when you pay mercenaries, hired soldiers, you don't ask for the money back. How much money? Well, just 7,500 pounds of silver, right? Well, in today's dollar, given the spot price of silver this past Wednesday, that would have been $2,074,800. Judah is a small kingdom. That's a lot of money. And this wasn't a national debt kind of thing. This was paid right out of the treasury. And to make matters worse, when they were sent packing, these hired soldiers were angry because they wanted plunder. So if you keep on reading, you'll see that they took some on the way home back to Israel as they went through Judah. So Amaziah didn't check with God first, and it cost him. Takeaway number two. God has the power to help you or trip you up. Those were the words the prophet spoke to Amaziah, right? And he was right. God did help them. They did win the battle, but still, how soon we forget to make time for God sometimes. And please know, when I say that, I'm preaching to myself. I mean, that so often happens when you work on a sermon. It's like God is saying, you need to spend more time in this area, you know? But, I mean, the thing is, sometimes God will trip us up if we belong to him, but we're just too busy for him. And we need to realign our priorities. You ever have that happen? I mean, on a daily basis, one of the things I've learned, that if I rush off into the day with my planning and you know, again, where is it? Oh, I almost lost it again. With my calendar, I'm going to put a tracker on it, You know, and I start going on my list of things, and for me it really is a necessity because of my ADHD. I mean, I can like just rush off into stuff. But man, I have learned if I don't stop and quiet myself before God and listen to Him, I can expect the day to be so much harder than it would have been if I had taken even just 5 minutes to sit down and say, Lord, this is your day. What do you want me to do? To just be quiet before Him, to look into His Word. I mean, and you'll see this. You start a project, you start in on it, and all of a sudden, it's like, wait, oh man, I've got to stop and pray because things are going downhill quickly. Please, please remember this. God has the power to help you or trip you up, and because He loves you, and because He is God, and we're not, sometimes He will trip us up. Until we get our priorities straight. You know, think about it. It actually would have been far more costly if Amaziah hadn't listened. He would have been defeated. I mean, verse 8 makes that clear. Just go back there for a second. If you let them go with your troops into battle, you will be defeated by the enemy, no matter how well you fight. Please don't miss that. You see, it was because Amaziah humbled himself and said, Lord, I need your help. I need you. I need you. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to be in worship on Sundays as well. Because we need to continually humble ourselves before Him and seek the wisdom that comes when we're gathered together with His people and His Spirit is moving among us. Because he trusted God, because he listened to His Spirit and let God lead him, even though there were consequences for his bad decision, things worked out for Amaziah, far better than they would have. And that really is good news. Please mark that. It brings us to the third point that makes that clear. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. What a great motto for life. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Whatever it's about, right? Whatever it's about, just take those words. Now, I've been blessed with a lovely family, you know? The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Now, I've been blessed to have a car that I enjoy. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. I've been blessed with a roof over my home. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. I've been blessed with friends that I love and trust. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Why? Because He is much more. This is about so much more than silver or stuff. We'll miss the point if we see it that way. You see, the real point of what's happening here is that Amaziah hadn't checked in with God. And to check in with God, he needed to sit down with Him, basically. He needed the advice of one of His people. He needed relationship. That's what this is about. Relationship. And this affects us here and now. This is about it not only, this isn't only here and now. This is centuries after our life on this earth is done. This is about a relationship that continues forever. And God, in this time that we have on this earth, however short or long may be, that may be, has ordained that now we focus things. Now we know Him. He can direct our lives in powerful, purposeful ways, helping us through the deepest difficulties and lifting us and directing us with the best of thoughts. He does this not because we deserve it. He does this sheerly because He is so good. And so we need to give our relationship with Him the utmost care, because with Him we are most blessed, regardless of what we have or do not have on this earth. But this is a truth that we have to discover for ourselves, because it is as personal as you are an individual. God has ways of showing Himself directly to you that are personal and are specific for you. And again, as we were saying before, it's one of those things that when you see it, you'll know it. And in that moment, He will strengthen you and lift you and bless you. But for that to happen, we have to yield to Him. Again and again, the words of that song were a great one to sing. I belong. I belong to You. And with these promises that we have, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. I had a personal lesson about this past week as we wrap up. I just mentioned, as you may know, Jeff and I were taking time this past week to talk to a group of families of addicts at Port City Church. And it seems like every time I speak there, the devil tries to make me pay for it. Last time I spoke and I stayed at Jeff's for a few days, my daughter was in a bad wreck. Her insurance had lapsed. She ended up with a hospital debt of $88,000. That was the last time. This time, it was just minor stuff, but it kept happening. I mean, Carrie and I, we were quarreling with each other. You know, I lost the planner. And then I'm heading in the direction of the church where I'm to speak, and the pulley goes out on my car, so I have to take it into the shop. Pecked to death by a duck, right? But it... So seeing that was happening, feeling that was happening in my spirit, I began to pray, God, please, give me Your protection. And not only that, I began to remember how in the army in Israel, they'd often put people praising God in front of the army. It's a strategic move spiritually. So I began to just praise God. God, I'm going to praise You because no matter what's going on, You deserve to be praised. I'm going to thank You. I'm so blessed in so many ways. And so the event went well at Port City that night. And then the next morning, because it was actually afterwards, after I'd spoken, Steph had her wreck. But the next morning, Carrie called and she said, I've got Stephanie on the phone. She has something to tell you. I thought, oh boy, here it comes. Here it comes. And Stephanie was in tears. And you got to understand, again, the last time I had spoken there, this had happened. And Stephanie said, "Dad, I just had to tell you. I called the hospital about my bill. I've been making payments on it. And the $88,000 has been paid." And she was in tears. She was completely overwhelmed. And I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yes, they're sending me the record." You know, I had been so concerned about the adversary. I had been so concerned about the devil. I'd been so concerned about the pushback and the stuff that was happening. And I kept waiting for more. And it was in that moment, right there, when I was in that same spot within feet where I'd been when I'd gotten the call about the wreck when it first came, that I sensed God telling me in my spirit, "What are you so worried about? I've got this. I am so much bigger than any circumstance you will face. I am so much greater than anything the adversary can throw at you. Remember, dear one, in the end, how does Scripture say that he is overcome? He shall overcome him with," speaking of Jesus in combat with the devil, "he shall overcome him with the breath of his mouth." The Lord is able to give you much more than this. He is so much more than every challenge you or I will ever face. Now, you may have heard that life is hard, but it's so much harder without God. Yes, I believe that. That's true. But there's more to it than even that. Because God is good, because Jesus loves you more than life, because nothing can separate you from his love, you can live a blessed life, regardless of life's circumstances in the moment. Nothing matters more than your relationship with him. Nothing matters more than I belong to you. If you have him, you will have all that you need. Better put, if he has you. He is much more than this. Our hope forever, always faithful, able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we ask or imagine, for every person who trusts in him. Do you belong to him? May we pray.